Good morning, everybody. Thanks for listening to Save Water Santa Fe today. We're super excited to have Caitlin Hosse in the studio, who is a pollinator conservation specialist with the Xerces Society. So good morning, Caitlin. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Always happy to be a guest on Save Water Santa Fe.
You know, we're so lucky because you and I have had a chance to work together, I think twice in the last week, once with the community tours for the Next Generation Water Summit. You were so great to come and join us for our tabling event at 801 San Mateo. And then we worked Tumble Root together for the garden party. And so it's just been really great, you know, catching up with you this spring. And this is the time when all of our work seems to come together.
Yeah, definitely. It gets very busy with summer events, and we finally see each other after the long winter break and get to catch up and, yeah, share awesome information about saving water and saving pollinators to the public. So thanks for helping host these events. That's another big lift.
Thank you, Caitlin. So, you know, for our listeners, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do for the Xerces Society, what your role is, and sort of how you came about, you know, doing this work?
Sure. Yeah. So I work for the Xerces Society, which is a nonprofit organization that works to protect wildlife, specifically invertebrates, and their habitat. So invertebrates are animals that don't have a backbone. So think of things like all the different insects you'll see in your yard, bees, butterflies. I work specifically on pollinators. So specifically, I do a lot of work to help people pick the right plants for their yards, for farms, gardens, to create all the forage that pollinators need. So the blooms that bees and butterflies visit, and select the right ones that are appropriate for all the incredible diversity of pollinators that we have here in New Mexico. We have over 1,000 native bee species, over 300 butterfly species. So there's just a lot of species that we can work to preserve here in Santa Fe. And my work, I specifically do a lot of outreach and education to help people understand what they can do to help pollinators in their yards and outdoor spaces by planting those plants I mentioned, by creating nesting and overwintering habitats. So creating spaces where bees can nest. Most bees nest in the ground. So avoiding tilling up all of your land, or avoiding covering it with landscape fabric, allows those bees to get to the ground they need to nest in. And then also things like leaving leaves and other plant material. That's a really important place for insects to spend the winter, where they're protected from cold and predators. And also reducing pesticide use is another important thing we can do to help protect pollinators. So that's a big thing that I do, is lots of education, outreach, and helping people get the plants they need that are also drought tolerant, which is where a lot of our synergy happens, where we're talking about what can we do in our outdoor spaces to save water, but also protect wildlife and give them homes in our outdoor spaces.
You know, it's so interesting. I always tease that when we opened, or I guess when we just became aligned more with these pollinator groups, and specifically Xerces, it opened up a lot of opportunity for us in water conservation, because there's so much overlap in the message. You know, it's, if we're going to invest any water in our outdoor spaces, then we really should be really thinking about what we're putting in the ground. And the plant list that we use, the tree list that we use, you know, we use them from Xerces, because, you know, not only are they native, they're low water use, but they do support pollinators. And so just that stacked benefit for the environment is something that we're also trying to educate around. So we're constantly piggybacking off your message, and we're always learning so much, Caitlin. You know, every time I'm around you and I see your new resources or your new guides, I'm like, oh my gosh, there's so much to learn. And it's really interesting work. And I think you just do just a fabulous job with the outreach that you provide in our community.
Yeah, thank you. I am also similarly impressed with the publications you guys make and what resources you provide to help people understand and get resources like rebates on washing machines and rain barrels, all these things that people can have a bit more incentive to save water. So it is like the perfect partnership. And that we don't have perfect, we're not entirely overlapped on all the same things, but it's really fun to get people excited about pollinators and use that incentive of saving water and impact, having a greater impact that we don't use as much water, but also are benefiting wildlife.
So, Caitlin, I wanted to bring you on the show after we were working together this past week, because you do have a workshop that's coming up next week. I was hoping that let's talk. There's so many things that I want to help promote for me that I learned about. One of them is this workshop next Tuesday, June 17th from 6 to 7 at the Southside Library. Tell us a little bit about what people can expect to learn from that.
Yeah, and thank you so much for helping promote this event. So this is a talk at the library, a public talk, anyone can come. And the title is Welcoming Bees and Butterflies in Your Backyard. So I'll be talking about how people can understand what bees and butterflies need, and then how they can provide that by the plants they plant, how they manage their garden and clean up in different seasons, how to address pests without using pesticides. So a lot of pests, if we work on changing the environment so they have less opportunities to impact our plants or other insects, we can reduce that pesticide use, which can have detrimental effects on bees and butterflies. So yeah, I'll just be really diving into what you can do in your yard and benefit pollinators. And then I'll have lots of publications there. Xerces, we create so many great resources to educate folks on which plants to plant, how to reduce pesticide use, what to learn about all these interesting insects visiting your yard. So I'll have publications out, and then I'm going to come pick up some publications from you too to ensure we get that water conservation message out as well. So I'll be talking about that. I'll bring my bee collection so people can look at the different bee species we have. And that's something I really love to show in my presentations and PowerPoints, is the incredible diversity of bees we have here. Specifically in the Southwest, we are like a biodiversity hotspot where we have more bees than most of the U.S. We have 1,000 bees in New Mexico, and there's the bees you know, like bumblebees, the big hairy ones. But there's lots of other little tiny bees, like little green sweat bees that are about the size of ants, blue bees, red bees, really hairy bees, black bees. There's one of my favorite types of bee is called a fairy bee, and they're just a couple millimeters long, and they'll be flying around things like chamisa or things like blazing star. They usually are focused on one particular plant that they need. So just to see those bees in person or on the screen is always a really fun thing. I was just in my yard looking at my Rocky Mountain bee plant, which is one of my favorite annuals to grow. Super drought tolerant, but also just has a profuse amount of blooms. But I counted like 5 different bees on it, just standing out there for a couple minutes. So you can just support so much diversity if you're thinking about what native plants you can grow for this incredible, unique assortment of bees that we host here in Santa Fe. So that's what I'll be talking about, showing lots of really beautiful pictures of bees and butterflies and the plants that they love in your yard.
That's exciting, Caitlin. It's just exciting to be around you when you're doing your work. I mean, you're very passionate, you're extremely knowledgeable. I've seen kids swarm you, you know, to try to get you to catch the bee in the net. And, you know, just you're great with just all different types of audiences. And it's just such a joy to work with somebody who's just so passionate about what they do. So that's exciting. So that's next Tuesday night, 6 to 7 at the Southside Library. You know, that's going to be an exciting workshop. I'm going to actually see if I can go to that because it's nice to, when we're working together. It's like, you know, we're working, but it's just great sometimes to sit back and really learn. You know, my pollinator experience started when I sort of met you and the group when the city of Santa Fe became a Bee City USA. And that's when I just started to understand all of the connections. And as we've tried to build collaborative resources for the community, I think, you know, there's just so many opportunities to educate people on things that we just don't really think of. Like you said, you know, like moving the leaves away too early or pulling weeds that actually, you know, feed pollinators that, you know, we may not really think of. So I love learning about all of that from you. And I think that workshop's going to be super exciting. So no registration required for that.
Registration. Just show up at the Southside Library. I think their capacity is over 60 people. So I think last time I did this about a year ago, I filled the room. So hopefully we see a good turnout that Tuesday evening. Also, I do want to mention another event that's not next Tuesday, but the following Tuesday, the 24th. I have an event at the Santa Fe Botanical Garden from 6:30 to 7:30, where I'll be talking specifically about monarch butterflies and how we can support those in our yards. So if you want to go to the Santa Fe Botanical Garden on a Tuesday evening on the 24th, I'll be talking about how to create habitat for monarch butterflies and their incredible value in pollination and our ecosystems and their really enchanting journey that they do, their migration from Mexico all the way up to Canada in some cases. So it's a really special butterfly. We don't get a ton in New Mexico, but we definitely do have them usually along the rivers here in the Rio Grande and along the Rio Chama. But specifically, I see them almost every fall very reliably at the Rail Yard Park. So if you want to see some monarchs and learn more about them, come visit the Botanical Garden. That is a cost event. So it's $15 for non-members, $12 for members. And advanced registration is required. So you can visit the Santa Fe Botanical Garden website to learn more and sign up.
Awesome. So for our listeners, we are talking to Caitlin Hasse, who is a pollinator conservation specialist with the Xerces Society. And we're going to take a short break and we're going to come back and talk about another exciting program that you have regarding the New Mexico Habitat Kits. So stay tuned and we'll be back in just a few moments.
The City of Santa Fe Water Division makes it easy to track your water consumption on an hourly, daily, or monthly basis with the new app for your smartphone. Download the new Ion Water app to keep track of your water use and to make sure you don't have any leaks. To download the app, go to ionwater.com or link through savewatersantafe.com. For direct assistance, please call 955-4333. And remember, saving water is always in season.
Hi, welcome back, everybody. We are continuing our conversation with Caitlin Hasse, who is a water conservation partner and, you know, someone we really, really enjoy working with. Lots of great events coming up next Tuesday at the Southside Library. And then on the 24th, the Botanical Gardens, focusing on the monarch butterfly. So lots of ways to learn. But Caitlin, let's talk a little bit about another program that is very, very popular with the Xerces Society. About 4 years ago, our office received a New Mexico Habitat kit from you. And as we start to talk about it, you know, I think it's an exciting program. Bob Wood from our office really, really was excited about that. And now, 4 years later, you know, we have this mound of pollinator plants that came out of that kit. And so this is a great program. I wanted to give you a chance to talk about it.
Yeah, thanks, Christine. Thanks for being a partner of this program, too. So this is a program that Xerces does in several states. It's called our Pollinator Habitat Kit Programs. And what we do is, as Xerces, as an organization, we provide free native pollinator plants to landowners who, or any organization that has access to land, to plant plants that are designed to feed the local native wide variety of pollinators found in an area. So we have kit programs in places like California, Wisconsin, the Pacific Northwest, and we provide these plants free of cost to folks that sign up through a proposal form. We go through a selection process, and based on eligibility of if you can water the plants, provide the space for them, and commit to the time needed to take care of these plants. We provide those to residents in Santa Fe specifically, and also public spaces in Santa Fe. So this is part of our Santa Fe Pollinator Trail Initiative, which works to create connected climate resilient pollinator habitat throughout the city. So we offer these Santa Fe Pollinator Habitat Kits to residences, so folks in neighborhoods throughout the city. That includes homeowners and renters to get these plants. One kit is a flat of 32 plants plus a 1 gallon shrub. In the 32 2-inch pots, those are 8 different species that are blooming. Some species bloom earlier in the year, some are summer bloomers, and some are fall bloomers. So in this kit, you have species that are providing forage for native pollinators all throughout the growing season. And that can be really hard to source. So Xerces found this, difficult thing of people wanting to grow pollinator plants, but don't know what to get or where to get them. It can be really hard to get some of these native plants. So we fill that gap by offering these free plants to residents and public space organizations, places like churches and schools, museums all throughout Santa Fe have participated in this program. This will actually be the 5th year of the Pollinator Habitat Kit Program. So what's really fun to do for me is when we hand out the plants, people can also get a free pollinator habitat sign. And I'll be biking or driving around town and I'll see these signs in people's yards. And I'm like, that's one of our kit partners. So it's amazing how many plants we've handed out. I want to say it will be over 30,000 this year, total individual plants we've handed out, and over 500 residents and other partners that have received these plants. So a lot of different folks have planted these plants all throughout Santa Fe and provided these little patches of resources for pollinators to use in their yards. So we're allowing pollinators to move throughout the city, move to open spaces, find resources they need in yards and gardens that people take care of. So, and what's really cool and unique about our program is that we're sourcing our plants from a native-owned nursery, the Santa Ana Native Plant Nursery, which is run by the Santa Ana Pueblo. And they do not use any pesticides at all, which is usually quite hard to find in the nursery trade. Many plants are treated with pesticides as they're grown for nursery trade. But Santa Ana is really committed to not using any pesticides of any sort. So you will be guaranteed plants that are native, drought tolerant, that are supporting native pollinators and are pesticide free. So it's a really amazing opportunity for anyone who wants to start a pollinator garden in their yard. The one kit requires about 300 square feet of space, or about a kind of generally like the size of like one parking lot spot for one car. So about that much space is needed. And you can plant them in different parts of the property. It doesn't all have to be bunched up together. So if you have a couple spots in one part of your yard and other parts, you can plant them throughout there. And we also provide guidance on what those, how big those species get, how much water they need. Most of these plants, they only need to be watered for about 2 years, especially through the hot summer season. And then they're established and won't need supplemental water. So once they are in the ground for a couple of years, they'll be good to go. So definitely helping people create habitat, but also save water by planting plants that won't need much once they're established.
That's incredible, Caitlin. 30,000 plants distributed in 4 or 5 years. I mean, that is a huge program. I will say that our kit, you know, the first year, it started off, you know, it was just kind of starting, but now 4 years later, it's just taken over this whole mound in front of our office and covered in bees. And so the guidance that you gave us and the space and you working with Bob and us to get it planted successfully, you know, was great. It's something everyone always goes to in our garden. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something we can point to, and you know, it really points towards, you know, our ambition of trying to just look at our natural environment in a way that you know, makes sense. And any drop of water that we're investing in those outdoor spaces, you know, has those environmental benefits, especially for pollinators. Yeah. So, wow, that's exciting. So again, for people who are interested in those kits again, where do they go to sign up?
Yeah, so thanks for mentioning that. I haven't yet. So you should go to xerces.org. That's xerces.org, and search New Mexico pollinator kits. Or if you just Google Santa Fe pollinator kits, anything like that, you'll come right to it pretty quickly. The proposal links are on that website, and the deadline is June 30th. So be sure to submit a proposal by June 30th on our website at xerces.org. And we hand out the plants in late August at the Santa Fe County Fairgrounds. So make sure you're available to plant around that time. We usually distribute the plants at that time versus spring. So because the plants are really small, they need a lot of water to get through the summer if they were planted in spring. So by planting them in fall, that gives them a little bit of an easier time to get their roots established, then overwinter, and then the next year they'll be able to survive summer a lot easier. So a lot of our native plants prefer to be planted in late summer, early fall. So and then of course by going to the Santa Fe County Fairgrounds, that's a partnership with the Santa Fe Extension Master Gardeners. So I have to give them a shout out. They're a huge part of how I can get this program done. They help me so much with volunteering and spreading the word, and then also doing lots of amazing outreach on native plant gardening, water conservation and gardening. They're also an amazing group to go to for great resources and research and things like the library, tying that event I have next Tuesday in with us. They also work with the library to create a seed library. So maybe that's something we'll tie into our Tuesday talk about pollinators, is that there's a seed library at the Southside Library that the Santa Fe Extension Master Gardeners manage, and you can get free seeds and then return seeds once your plants bloom and create seeds. So it's a nice cycle of community coming to get plants and return those seeds through the seed library as well. So lots of amazing folks doing really cool things in the gardening and native plant world, which all is tied to water and helps us understand that that is such an essential part of why we need to consider what we're using in our yards. And if we can make it drought tolerant and feed pollinators, that's a win-win for everybody.
Absolutely, Caitlin. Well, this is so exciting. You have so much to share. It just seems like a great way to kick off the summer. So next Tuesday night at the Southside Library on the 24th at the Botanical Gardens, and then June 30th is the deadline to sign up for Habitat Kit, Pollinator Kit. So you're going to be so busy, it sounds like.
It's a busy time, but it's a really fun time because there's so much life going on with the Habitat Kits. We like to do some outreach events where we teach people how to identify plants, the native plants, the weeds, the other species you might see in your yard, and also do things like bee walks where we'll catch bees and learn about the different species we can see in Santa Fe. So there's just a lot of exciting opportunities to learn more about native plants, what's blooming, who's in your yard, and how to keep promoting that.
And so, Caitlin, for any of your future outreach events, can people find that information on the Xerces website?
Yeah, usually you can go to xerces.org and to the events page. I don't put everything on our events page because we're a national organization. And if you want to find my events, I usually have you sign up to our newsletter, and then I'll let local people know that there's an event coming up. So if you want to sign up for notifications about local events, if you sign up to Xerces newsletter, just plug your email in and you'll get notifications about any upcoming local events in New Mexico.
Awesome, Caitlin. Well, it was just really great. You know, it's been wonderful catching up with you, working with you. I'm happy that we were able to help you promote your events today. Is there anything that you want to leave our listeners with as we close the show today?
Oh, let's see. What could I leave them with? I just encourage everyone to go outside. It's about to be cactus blooming time. Cactus are in bloom. And one bee that you can easily identify are cactus bees. So cactus bees are bees that only visit cactus flowers and collect pollen from them. So I challenge you to go find a cactus blossom, stare at it for a while, and then see the cactus bees that come into those blooms. So that's a fun activity for this time of year.
All right. Well, we've got a big cactus garden that's in bloom right now in front of our office. And so I didn't know they were specific to a specific plant. So I'm definitely going to go and take a look.
Great. Thanks so much for having me on, Christine.
Thank you so much, Caitlin, for all that you do and for partnering with us on so many things. Thanks again, Caitlin Hosse. Keep her in mind for some events that are coming up. Xerces.org for some other events that might be coming up this summer to sign up for the newsletter, and especially to get involved in that pollinator kit program. And to learn more about the city's water conservation program, if you're interested, you can visit SaveWaterSantaFe.com or you can give any one of us a call. Appreciate all of you listening today, and happy bee watching.